The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, boy. Nothing like a quiet, pleasant evening at home in front of the fire, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like a good dinner and then sitting down to relax with a good book.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter? Haven't you got anything to read?
Oh, yes, plenty. Don't feel like it right now.
Oh, then what's the matter? Huh?
Do you think we have the furniture arranged right in here?
Yes, I do. I like it very much. I think it's perfect.
I don't.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know exactly. I don't think it's right, dear.
No, darling, look, when we moved in, we tried everything a dozen ways, and this was the way we decided it looked best.
Yes, but we hadn't lived with it this way. We said we'd try it this way, and if it didn't work out, we'd change it.
Yeah, but it has worked out. I think everything is just where it should be.
But I don't think the grouping is right. Now, with the sofa there and these two chairs on this side, that's fine for four or five people. But when we have more, we have to drag up more chairs around the fireplace, and it doesn't look right.
How often do we have more than five or six people in here, for heaven's sake? We don't entertain very much.
No, but when we do, then it looks awful. The most we can get comfortably around the fireplace is eight people by dragging up chairs, and then everybody's all jammed up.
Oh, well, at a party, nobody cares.
Well, I care. It looks terrible. After all the trouble I go to have the living room look nice. And if we have more than eight people around the fire, then the others are sort of, you know, they're cut off from the group because they have to sit over there. Get up a minute.
What?
I want to try something.
Oh, look, I just got comfortable.
Please, dear, I have an idea.
Oh, I know what that means. Oh.
This is Galen Drake. Say, would you like to know a modern, fast way to get temporary relief from minor rheumatic and arthritic pain? Well, just use new Minute Rub. You see, Minute Rub is greaseless, it won't stain, it smells good, it feels cool, and it works fast. And Minute Rub works fast without burning your skin. Now, as I told you, it's greaseless. Not like some of those old-fashioned, smelly, greasy things that used to rub off on your clothing and bed linens. New Minute Rub is the modern greaseless rub to help relieve minor rheumatic and arthritic pain. By the way, it's great for cold miseries and minor aches, too. New Minute Rub. Try it out, will you?
Now, swing the sofa around more this way, dear.
Well, it isn't going to look right there, I'll tell you that.
Can we try it? Can we just try it, huh?
Oh.
Can we just try it? Come on.
Thanks. What are you two doing?
Don't say what are you two doing. I wasn't doing anything. I was very comfortable trying to read a book.
Swing the sofa around. Hurry up. I can't hold up this end forever, dear. Swing it.
All right.
Swing it there. All right, that's enough. Put it down, put it down. There.
You going to leave the sofa there?
I'm trying it.
Oh, I don't care for it there at all.
What do you think, dear?
I don't know what was the matter with the way it was. It looked fine to me.
Yes, and you had a nice grouping around the fireplace.
Which was fine for a few people, Aunt Effie. But when we had more, just cut everybody else off from the group.
Well, if you push everything back against the walls, you're not going to have any grouping at all.
I am not pushing everything back against the walls, dear. I just want to angle things more so the grouping is bigger.
Well, I don't care for the sofa that way. Why don't you put it in front of the picture window?
Front of the picture window,
mm-hmm.
Then anybody who sits on it has his back to the view, which is the point of putting in a picture window.
Oh, I don't mean put the back of the sofa against the window. I mean have the sofa facing the window with the coffee table in front of it.
Oh. Oh, I think that looks funny, Aunt Effie.
I don't. I saw a picture in a magazine of a sofa like that, and it looked so cozy. Then you can sit on the sofa and have a cup of coffee and look at the magnificent view over the lake. Why, it's lovely at night, looking at the lights of the city.
Well, if you sit like that, then you got your back to the rest of the room.
Well, the picture I saw in the magazine looked very cozy.
Well, the idea of changing this, as I understand it, Aunt Effie, is to make the grouping larger, not just cut off the rest of the room entirely.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be spring. instead of having your grouping around the fireplace, have it around the picture window. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Now, grab hold of that end.
Oh, look, we just got the sofa moved over here.
No, well, let's at least try, Aunt Effie. Well, we could just try it, dear.
All right. You two get at that end, then. Come on.
Wait a minute. Wait till I get a good hold of it.
I'll get in the middle.
All right.
Lift it. Don't drag it.
Put your hand around. No, that way.
That way,
so
dear.
So face is the way.
I tell you, a guy works hard all day. Yeah. He comes home, he's got to sling furniture around.
All right, let it down.
Go now. Here, now, bring the coffee table over in front of the sofa.
Well, I don't think it looks right here at all.
You get the coffee table, and I'll show you what I mean.
I know what you mean. I just don't think it looks right. Two or three people at the most can sit on a sofa. And...
get the coffee table.
All right.
For summer, it'll be lovely to sit and look out the window.
What about rainy days? We sit and look out at the storm?
Honey, please.
Now, let's put that wingback chair here and the small rocker on the other side, over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the rocker.
Where are you putting it?
Over there.
It's practically in front of the door going into my den. I'll whack my ankles on those rockers every time I go past.
Mm-hmm. Here, help me with the wingback chair.
Help Aunt Effie, dear, while I move this end table over there. All right.
I got it. Give me... Let go, Aunt Effie.
Let go. Let him do it.
I got it. Where do you want it? Hurry up. Right there.
Set it down. Honestly, walk all around the room. Is that what you meant, Aunt Effie?
Yes. I think that looks very nice. I think it looks much better than the way you have had it.
Mm.
I never cared for the arrangement you had at all. Of course, I didn't say anything. It's your home, and I never wanted to butt in, but I think this is much better.
Uh-huh. Well, it's certainly one way of doing it.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Looks like the dickens to me. I just...
Honey!
Well, I mean, you got a grouping down here at the end of the room with everything facing the window, and the rest of the room looks awful.
It so happens that this is exactly the way a movie star has an arrangement in her living room.
Well, it so happens. I don't care how any movie star has her living room.
No, it wasn't a movie star. I think it's the Duchess of Windsor,
I don't care how the Duchess of Windsor or somebody like that has her living room.
Well, it was just a suggestion. You asked for ideas.
Yes, well, Aunt Effie, it really is a very nice arrangement and very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think he's right. I mean, if we use up the sofa and the wingback chair down here at this end, then the rest of the room really doesn't look very attractive, I don't think.
It was just an idea. I'm sorry I said anything.
Oh, now, Aunt Effie.
No. It's your home.
Wait a minute.
How about the sofa facing the fireplace?
Honey, we tried that when we moved in.
No, but I mean pushing it back further so that we can get two chairs. Now, listen to this. So we can get two chairs with a table in between on that side. Then that long table in back of the sofa with lamps on. Oh, I know exactly what I mean. Come on, help me. You know what I mean, Aunt Effie? What do you think?
It's your home.
Well, dear, do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't see how.
Come on, I'll show you. I'll get the... Pick up that end of the sofa. There. Now, push that chair up. But that's too far. Now, back a little. Oh, yes. I like this.
I don't care for it at all.
Well, I like it, Aunt Effie. I do, really. I mean, it's a change, and the long table looks perfect in back of the sofa, doesn't it?
May I ask how anybody is going to read sitting on the sofa?
What do you mean?
There is no light.
Two lamps, dear, will be on each end of the table in back of the sofa.
How are you going to have two lamps there? Where are you going to plug them in? You're going to have two cords running across the carpet over to the wall?
I never thought of that.
Yes.
That chair really doesn't look right there anyhow.
No,
does it really
not
doesn't.
At all.
Too high.
You got all your heavy pieces lumped together so the room looks lopsided.
Yes, it does.
I've got another idea.
Oh.
We could try it anyhow. Now have the sofa way back against that wall. Then...
Look, you girls have a good time. I'm going to say goodnight and go upstairs and read in bed. I have spent an hour and a half lugging furniture back and forth, and that is enough.
Yeah, all right, dear. You run along. You're not much help with suggestions anyway.
Thank you. Good night. Good luck.
Yes, good night, dear. The trouble with having the sofa there means moving the secretary, and then there's no place to put that.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, I'm afraid that whether we're happy with it or not, I'm going to have to put things back exactly the way they were. It never fails, does it, Rick?
Really? No.
You try everything. Well, now, let's see. This chair was over there.
No.
And I thought we had...
Oh, my heavens. Didn't you tell them about the bedroom?
No. Oh, dear, are you hurt? What's happening?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. When Dr. Jonas Salk gave the nation the vaccine against polio, as a nation, we sighed relief. Another enemy of health, one affecting the children, had been conquered by science. Now we can worry about something else. Well, many people took just such an attitude. It appeared to be justified, for the first years after the vaccine saw a remarkable drop in cases of crippling polio. But last year, the figures rose again. If the vaccine works, why did America have more cases of polio last year than the year before? The answer is painfully simple. Many people neglected to avail themselves of the vaccine's protection. A minimum of 3 shots is still the recommended dose, and it takes time for maximum protection, for shots must be spaced apart. If you've neglected your polio shots while immunizing your children, you are still in danger yourself. People under 40 who failed to get their shots are now chief statistical polio victims. See your doctor or visit your clinic or health department. Lose no time getting your shots to help stamp out polio.
Did he hit his head? Shall I get the band-aids?
Did you stumble over something, dear?
Stumble? I sat down and it was supposed to be a chair, and there wasn't any chair.
I'm sorry. But those things always sound funny.
Well, it isn't funny to me, I'll tell you.
I am so sorry. I should have told you I changed the furniture around up here, too. I just forgot. Well, why didn't you turn on a light when you walked into the bedroom?
Look, I was heading for the chair to turn on the lamp, and I just sat down at the same time I reached for the lamp, and suddenly no lamp and no chair.
Why
do women always have to go on a spree of changing the furniture around when it was fine the way it was?
Well, I like a change. Why do men always want the furniture exactly the same year in and year out?
Well, there's no sense in you two arguing over something that has no answer. Men are creatures of habit, and women like to change.
Yes, I guess so. Well, dear, don't you like the bedroom this way, though?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter. By the time I get used to it, you'll have changed it around again some other way.
No job is more important to a mother than looking after the well-being of her family. And mothers know that X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as adults. X-Lax is the pleasant chocolated laxative that helps you towards your normal regularity gently overnight. So get relief the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. X-Lax does not disturb your sleep, and tomorrow you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Get America's largest selling laxative, X-Lax. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, and is produced by Walter Hart.